On the line, State Treasurer Michael O'Brien, good morning.
Good morning, Al.
We've been asking for these figures for weeks from you and the Premier. Are they suddenly available now, are they?
Well, Al, there's clauses in the contract that provide that if the government breaks the contract, then compensation is payable. And with 4 days to go, it's very important, I think, that Victorians do understand just the magnitude of how reckless Daniel Andrews is with his threat to rip up the contract.
So is this accurate? $1.1 billion compensation will be payable if the building thing doesn't go ahead?
That would just be the compensation that would be payable to the consortium. In addition to that, there is money that the state government has spent itself on the project, which would effectively be wasted.
How much?
I'd say $400 to $500 million. That's been the cost of the process to date.
$1.6 billion. Yeah.
Then, in addition to that, there's $1.5 billion which the federal government has already given us for East West Link. That's already been banked. That would have to be repaid.
Okay. Well, presumably that's there to be repaid, so that's not a new cost. You haven't spent it, have you?
Well, no, but that went towards our budget position last year. The total outcome would be that it would put the budget from surplus into deficit, and effectively you would pay billions of dollars without any improvement in traffic. And I'm driving in on the Monash now. I'm on the passenger, I should say. The Monash is really heavy because we've had that incident on the Eastern, and it just shows that we need an alternative to the M1 corridor to move people from east to west and west to east.
So are there any other hidden deals in the contract that you're not telling us about that would pay extra compensation?
Well, no. This is
the total, is it? 1.6 total.
This is assuming that the contract is brought to an end in about March. If it takes longer than that, it will cost more.
Okay. Now it goes to court, right? What if the court rules that the contract's invalid? Does that mean you escape without compensation?
Well, no, it doesn't. First of all, it would be the same amount, and I'll tell you why. Now, first of all, we've got legal advice from Alan Myers QC, who I think most Victorians who know anything about the legal system would know Alan Myers is far and away the best commercial legal mind in the country, bar none. He has said that effectively the advice that the Labor leader is relying on is not accurate.
Yeah, but we could have six lawyers and six different views. How do we know?
The other point, Neil, is that the state government has guaranteed the compensation provisions in the contract. Because when Daniel Andrews came out and said, I'm going to threaten to rip up the contract, the only way that you can have anybody having confidence in dealing with the state of Victoria is to provide a guarantee. So those compensation provisions are guaranteed outside of the contract. Because when the state of Victoria says it's going to do something, people have to have confidence that we'll stand by our word.
So it can't be undone. If you've got that guarantee outside the contract, it cannot be undone.
Absolutely, and we've been saying this for months, and Daniel Andrews is acting like a petulant child. He's sticking his fingers in his ears and saying, no, 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 I don't want to hear it. This is the case. This is the cost of Daniel Andrews' recklessness, in addition to the 3,700 jobs that have been lost, and in addition to leaving Victorians stuck in traffic for years.
You've put us in this position by signing this deal. Like, why the guarantees? Why sign it? Why not wait for the election?
Well, Neil, because every government enters into contracts and every government has to stand by them.
Not on the eve of an election, though.
Neil, do you think that as Treasurer, I wouldn't have loved to have ripped up Daniel Andrews' desal contract? Do you think I wouldn't have loved to have ripped up his Mikey contract or his North-South pipeline contract? They cost us billions of dollars. The fact is, when a government enters into a contract, you have to stand by it. Otherwise, nobody will do business in this state. So we have acted responsibly. We've entered into a binding contract. We are standing by it. And Daniel Andrews cannot ignore that. And the cost of his reckless threat to rip up the contracts would be massive for Victoria.
Do you reckon that he'll rip them up or will he build it?
He'll rip it up. He'll rip it up because he is more interested in protecting his inner-city Labor MPs from the Greens than he is in getting Victorians out of traffic.
You can see the frustration here for the public. I'd still argue you didn't need to lock into this on the eve of an election. I would argue that Labor needs to honour the contracts, but we're stuck in the middle and it's going to cost us up to potentially $1.6
billion. Yeah, well, $1.1 billion, that'd buy you a new Royal Children's Hospital. So this is the magnitude of the threat that Daniel
Andrews
poses.
Yeah, but you both wear it.
No, but Neil, we need these roads. We need to join up our major freeways. It's not rocket science, you know. We need to join our major freeways. That's what East West Link does. And Sir Rod Eddington actually told the former Labor government, this is what we need to do. It's taken a coalition of government to actually get it done.
Are you going to win?
Well, we certainly hope so. I think that Daniel Andrews is too much of a threat and Dennis Napthine is too good a premier to see a change.
How far behind are you?
Look, I think it's neck and neck. We're getting a really good feeling on the ground from our candidates at the early voting centres. very good feedback from the public. I think it will be close. We may not know on the night, but I do certainly hope that we'll see a return of the coalition government because Victoria can't afford Labor.
Thank you for your time. State Treasurer Michael O'Brien.